This is a taped statement with Nathaniel Cawthorn, last name spelling C-A-U-T-H-E-N. The hour number is 252-704. The location is the CID interview room at PSC. Present is myself, Detective Mark Smith, and Sergeant Chuck Byram. The date is 11-19-2002. The time is 23:52. Nathaniel, I need you to tell me what you did Friday night on the 15th as it pertains to what happened on Moravia Street. And I need you to exclude what anybody else did, just what Nate did.
Just stand there really and tell.
I can't hear you what?
Just stand there and tell everything started happening.
Where did you stand?
Out there on the street.
What street?
I don't know the name of it. See, I don't even know the name of the street. Nothing.
Did you go up on somebody's deck or what do you call it, a carport at 905 Moravia Street where the man was found dead?
Yeah.
Okay. When you went up there, was it dark?
Yeah.
What time do you think you went up there? I need you to tell me what you did.
Probably about 8-9 o'clock.
Well, let me back up just a little bit. You were at the park, at Bellevue Park, Friday night. Is that correct?
Yeah, for a little while.
Tell me what Nate did before he went to 905, and then I want you to tell me what you did, why you were at 905, and then what you did after you left 905, okay?
First, the wagon took us somewhere.
Okay. But I'm saying you were at Bellevue Park.
Yeah.
And then you eventually got over to 905.
Yeah.
How did you get over there?
Walk.
Tell me your path you walked.
Straight on the sidewalk.
On the front of the house on Moravia Street?
Yes.
Okay. When you got to the 905, did you walk down the driveway or did you walk down the grass? What did you do?
Went down the sidewalk. What you mean?
You got to the sidewalk, did you eventually walk up to the house, didn't you?
Yeah.
Where did you walk to?
To the van.
Okay. The dead man's van?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you go any further past the van?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
To where they was hitting them at.
Okay. You walked into the carport?
Yeah.
Did you hit the man?
Yeah.
Where did you hit him?
In the stomach.
Tell me how you hit him. Describe it a little bit.
Then I just started throwing punches like that. I ain't hit him that many times because I heard sirens and I ran.
Okay. How many times do you think you hit him?
Like 4, 3, well, I don't know.
Did you hit him while you were standing up at all? While he was standing up?
No.
Did you hit him while he was on the ground?
Yeah. Not very hard, though. I know I ain't hit him hard.
Where on his body did you hit him?
In the stomach.
What'd you hit him with, your left or your right or both?
First, I hit him with my left and I hit him with my right.
Did you kick him at all?
No.
And how many times did you say you hit him?
3 or 4.
Okay. Then you heard some sirens?
Yeah, and I just took off running. I thought everybody that was up there with me was behind me. They wasn't.
Okay, we're not talking about everybody else. We're just talking about Nate. Nate, did you get any money out of this?
No.
Okay. Nate, after all this was over, did you call the police?
No.
Did you call an ambulance?
No.
Did you call anybody to get this man some assistance?
No, we didn't think he was hurt that bad.
Did you think he was hurt that bad?
No.
Was he hollering when you hit him?
No.
Did he ever say anything?
Yeah, he was someone stop. And they was up there.
Did he ever hit you?
No.
And did you know this man?
No.
Has he ever done you any wrong before?
No.
Did you tie the man up with the tape?
No.
Did you bring the tape to them, his address?
No.
Did you help plan this thing?
No.
Did you have anything in your hand when you went over there?
No.
Have you been truthful this whole time?
Yeah.
Okay. Nate, this will conclude the interview. The time is 23:57.